You're with SBS Radio.
SBS Radio.
Speċjalisti tal-qalb jgħidu li jinsabu mħasba bil-figuri ġodda li ħarġu li juru li nisa li jiddaħlu l-isptar b'tip serju ta' attakk tal-qalb għandhom nofs iċ-ċans li kollhom l-irġiel li jirċievu trattament tajjeb. Rapport mill-Università ta' Sydney juru wkoll li d-doppju pazjenti li jmutu 6 xhur wara li jkunu ħarġu mill-isptar huma fil-fatt nisa. Dawn l-istatistiċi ħarġu minn riċerka ġdida li saret fl-Università ta' Sydney. Attakk tal-qalb ta' tip stemaj li huwa attakk fejn xaħam fl-arterji jikkawża blukkjar immedjat tad-demm għall-qalb huwa l-kawża ta' 20% tal-attakki kollha tal-qalb. Il-ko-awtur tal-rapport mill-Università ta' Sydney, il-professur Clara Chow, tajt li hemm bżonn ta' iktar studju biex ikun determinat eżatt għaliex in-nisa huma affettwati b'dan il-mod disproporzjonat.
It could be that health services underestimate that women are at high risk when they have a heart attack, and they may hence be under-treating them because of that. So it's unclear. I mean, we wonder if there's an unconscious bias that's occurring. Certainly there shouldn't be any differences in the treatment.
L-istudju huwa bbażat fuq informazzjoni meħuda minn sptarijiet madwar l-Awstralja bejn is-snin 2009 u 2016. Il-professur Chow tajt li hemm bżonn li l-komunità medika tagħti każ ta' dan.
I think what we can do immediately is look at the preventative treatment, that is the treatments that patients are getting after they leave hospitals, and I think hopefully that would decrease their risk of mortality. I think the other thing we need to do is try to understand this better, raise awareness amongst health services that this is occurring, so we consciously try to address this gap.
Dr. Anna Beale hija mill-Istitut De Baker, organizzazzjoni li taħdem fil-mart tal-qalb, id-diabete u kundizzjonijiet relatati ma' dan il-mart. Hija tajt li n-nisa jista' jkollhom sintomi differenti ta' attakk tal-qalb minn dawk li jkollhom l-irġiel.
Women present differently with heart attacks than men do, and this means that it may be harder for them to be diagnosed with the heart attacks, and it may slightly delay their access to the effective treatments for heart attacks.
Sintomi li jinħassu min-nisa biss jistgħu jinkludu għejja kbira u ġieħ fid-dar jew il-ħniek, rimettar u għaraq. Dr. Beale tħeġġeġ lin-nisa biex jagħtu attenzjoni ikbar lis-saħħa tal-qalb tagħhom.
It's quite common that women think that perhaps conditions such as cancer are something that's much more important for them. And I think that the message has been historically that men are the ones that have the big heart attacks and are more likely to die from it. And we know that that's not the case.
Il-Heart Foundation tajt li l-Australjani indiġeni u persuni minn Torres Strait għandhom ċans doppju li jkollhom attakk tal-qalb minn persuni li mhumiex indiġeni. L-organizzazzjoni tajt li l-mart koronarju tal-arterji huwa d-doppju għall-irġiel indiġeni u t-triplu għan-nisa indiġeni, u bekk in-nisa indiġeni jagħmlu l-grupp l-iktar fir-riskju tal-attakki tal-qalb. Studju mill-Università Nazzjonali Awstraljana li ħareġ f'Ġunju li għadda sab ukoll li nofs l-indiġeni Awstraljani ta' età ikbar jinsabu f'riskju għoli ta' mart kardiovaskulari, iżda numru konsiderevoli ta' persuni żgħażagħ ukoll ta' 20 sena ukoll jinsabu fir-riskju. Il-Ministru għas-Saħħa Indiġena Ken Wyatt jgħid li huwa importanti li l-persuni kollha indiġeni jagħmlu test tal-qalb.
SBS.
This is SBS Radio.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.